I was hoping to do a longer audio, but I think I fucked up and I've already teased myself too much, so I guess we'll just wait and see what happens. But I had a first date tonight. I don't usually give out my number, but he had stopped me outside of a store to chat when I was running errands. And to be perfectly honest, I looked like shit that day, so I think I was just completely caught off guard when he asked me for my number, and I think that's probably why I gave it. And I'll admit that he was easy to chat with. That being said, I also had a last date tonight. Don't get me wrong, he was very nice and he was attractive. The girl that does end up dating him will be a very lucky girl. But I believe people should be with someone who can invest time into them, and that's just not me. It took us nearly 3 weeks to find a day that worked, and that's my fault. Dating me is like trying to arrange a business meeting. But that's why we work so well. You and I have an understanding. We don't have a need to schedule times. You don't need to know what I do for work. Don't need to know what book I'm reading or why I can't get together on Wednesday nights. You don't need to meet my friends, and most importantly, you do not need to meet my family. And I don't need anything but you. Like I said, that's why we work well. We don't feel obligated to go for dinners. Don't need to argue on how the bill should be split. We can go out for drinks, and we don't have to worry about filling the awkward silences because we don't need to know each other's hobbies. We can go to a trivia night, and you don't mind that rather than writing down the answers to the questions, I've just written a checklist of things I would like to do with you. That the answer to what is the chemical symbol for gold is now just a sentence about me wondering how good you taste. Or that when asked who the first pope was, I wrote that I'm not religious, but I believe that heaven can be found at your fingertips, and I'm willing to get on my knees for that. And I'll admit it, I like it when a date gets cut short unexpectedly. When it ends only because you've grabbed a hold of my arm and tell me that we're leaving now. I like that quiet tension of going back to my place. One of your hands on one of my thighs as you drive, and you can feel me squirm under your palm. I like that feeling of desperation and anticipation. And then when we're back at my place, I want to unbuckle your belt, take off your pants, and wrap my fingers around you. I wasn't kidding when I wrote that checklist of what I would like to do with you. And like I said, I'm willing to get on my knees for it. I think that your cock looks best with my lips wrapped around it. That it tastes the best when the tip is on my tongue. I think your hands feel the best when they're wrapped up in my hair, controlling the movements. I think your eyes look best when I'm looking up at you from below. And just when you're getting close, I want you to pull my head back and upwards before shoving me against the wall. I want your hand to slip under my dress, run up my thigh, and for you to realize that I didn't even bother wearing underwear. We both knew how the night would end, so honestly, why fucking bother? And when your fingers slide into my pussy, I want you to realize that turning you on turns me on. Nothing feels as good as knowing you'd feel good. I want to grind against your fingers and wrap my hand around your arm. And I will try hard not to dig my nails into your skin, but I cannot make any promises. Especially when you feel so fucking good. I was kidding when I said heaven is at your fingertips, but you can prove me wrong anytime you want. Oh, fuck. I'm close. And I don't want to be. Not yet. Because I know there's still one thing that feels better than your fingers. I don't crave dates. I crave the feeling of you inside me, filling me, stretching me. I crave the noises you make. Oh, fuck, when you sink into me. I crave the feeling of coming on your cock. I want to wrap my legs around you and pull you as deep as I can so I can feel every inch of you. And now I don't have to worry so much about being close because I have you. And I have what I need. But I guess there is one more thing I need. Oh, and that's you coming with me. I don't think I want anything more than that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel good. I knew you would. Oh, that's nice to be reminded. With me. I think that's what I like the most, is when I totally forget all the words I had in my head. But I'm glad that we have this understanding.